In studio guest this morning, Diane Lowen, the Secretary and Media Relations for Habitat for Humanity, the Dryden Chapter, and Sally Sipos, Chair of the Dryden Chapter, Habitat for Humanity. Ladies, thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you for having us this morning.
Diane, tell us about the event that's coming up. A lot of people have heard about it already, but we need to know more about the event that's happening Wednesday evening in Dryden.
Yeah, thanks. We're really excited to be recently forming our Habitat for Humanity chapter here in Dryden. And we are hosting a community information night tomorrow, Wednesday, February the 12th at the center at 6:30. It's a free event open to everyone who is interested to learn about Habitat for Humanity, whether you're a service group or a business in town that's interested in learning how you can get involved. And even more importantly, perhaps you're a family that never thought home ownership could be a possibility for you. This is an opportunity to come out and learn how you might be able to make that happen.
Good stuff. Sally, for those who don't know much about it, what is Habitat for Humanity?
Habitat for Humanity is a nonprofit organization that believes basically everyone deserves a safe, decent, and affordable place to live. Habitat has several programs, including things like skills training and the Restore program, but the housing program, which is what we're talking about today, is really what the Dryden chapter is focused on. So this program relies heavily on volunteers who work with partners to build homes that provide low-income working families with access to affordable home ownership. The program not only benefits the family, but there are numerous statistics that demonstrate how projects like these benefit communities as a whole. Habitat's mandate is to offer a hand up as opposed to a handout.
No, Sally, what exactly does that mean?
Well, basically that means we don't give away homes for free, which is a common misconception. When we build a home, the partner family buys the home from Habitat for Humanity. Habitat extends a no down payment mortgage. And then the family pays an affordable mortgage rate that's geared to their income. So the program has very rigorous and confidential application process to ensure that the family who is selected for a home has the ability to pay back this mortgage at an affordable rate. Also, the family is expected to put in what we call sweat equity throughout the duration of the project, meaning that they have to contribute volunteer hours towards it. And then once they're moved in, they're responsible for maintaining the home like any homeowner would.
Interesting. Obviously, this wouldn't be happening, Diane, without volunteers. Tell us a bit about your volunteer committee.
Exactly. We have the most amazing steering team that's made up of 11 volunteer community members who all share the same vision and the same passion for this project. Each person who is part of our steering team brings a huge amount of talent and energy and skills to the table. This type of diversity is what's going to make our project really successful. Everyone has worked on a variety of community events and done a variety of volunteerism in their careers and experiences in our community, and they bring a lot to the table, and it's truly one of the most amazing and effective teams that I've ever been a part of, and we try to have a lot of fun. We generally don't get through a meeting without having a laugh or two, so it's great.
Good stuff. Diane Lowen and Sally Sipos here to let you know more about Habitat for Humanity, the Dryden chapter. Dryden has just launched its first Habitat for Humanity chapter. We'll have more with the ladies in just a couple of minutes. My in-studio guest this morning with Habitat for Humanity, the Dryden chapter, Diane Lowen and Sally Sipos. Ladies, the day is fast approaching tomorrow, the big event that's going to be happening at the center. We'll get to the details once again about that in a few minutes. Sally, we understand that you have actually participated in Habitat for Humanity builds all over the world. Can you tell us a bit about where you've been and where you're going?
Sure, you betcha. I've traveled around the globe to a dozen countries throughout Asia, Africa, Europe, Central America, and the Caribbean. And I've helped build close to 20 homes for families in need. So you can say I'm a little bit addicted to the cause. I've also participated in a Jimmy Carter build in Winnipeg a couple of years ago, where we built 20 homes side by side, basically creating an entire Habitat neighborhood, which was really cool. I'm really excited to be venturing off this year to a couple of Habitat builds that I'm leading, Global Village builds, one to the Dominican Republic next week, and then to Cambodia in the fall.
Wow, fantastic. all those experiences, is there one or one particular thing that's been the most rewarding part for you?
Yeah, without a doubt, the most rewarding part of these experiences and why I'm so passionate about Habitat's work is seeing the hope that's gained by the families who really never dreamed home ownership would be a reality, and having the privilege to be able to share in those feelings with them. So I'm super thrilled to start working alongside a wonderful group of like-minded people here in Dryden to bring that experience home, and looking forward to doing the first of many builds here in Dryden.
Awesome. Diane, back to you. Let's talk about the Dryden Habitat for Humanity chapter. What will you see next?
Well, we've got a lot of work ahead of us over the next year. Our most important and critical priority going forward here is to get our family chosen. And then we have a significant amount of fundraising that we have to do. We have the most energetic and amazing fundraising chairperson on our committee. I hope she's listening this morning. Good morning, Shauna. She's got all kinds of wonderful community events planned that we're going to be hearing about very soon. And these will give us an opportunity not only to raise some funds for our cause, but also to offer tons of fun for the community. So stay tuned for that.
All right. We will indeed. An exciting day coming up tomorrow. And let's get out those details once again, Diane, what we need to know.
Yeah, you bet. Tomorrow night, 6:30 at the center. Everyone is welcome. Come out and learn all you can on how you can support Habitat for Humanity. Get involved. A wonderful opportunity for our community. And I just would like to take this opportunity to thank CKDR for their support, as well as John Carlucci at the center for helping us out as well. So thank you, everyone, for your support.
Well, good on you and your committee, ladies. Diane Lowen and Sally Sipos, hoping to see you tomorrow night at the center in Dryden. Doors open at 6:30. Ladies, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.